The primary results were a mixed bag, says Republican Representative David Beatty from Hamilton. In races between hard-right GOP candidates and more moderate conservatives, each faction picked up wins and losses. Beatty, a moderate within his party, says he's feeling upbeat about the results.
We're going to see a group of excellent legislators coming to, so long as they get through the general election, come to the legislature.
Both Beatty and Representative Lou Jones of Conrad, key members of a group called the Solutions Caucus, fended off challengers. In Great Falls, Representative Josh Kassmeyer beat hard-right Representative Lola Sheldon Galloway, vice chair of the state GOP, in the race for a Senate seat. House Freedom Caucus Chair Senator Teresa Manzella beat moderate Representative Wayne Rusk in Ravalli County. Other candidates backed by the Freedom Caucus, Lucas Schubert in the Flathead and Kathy Love in the Bitterroot, prevailed over more moderate incumbents. Montana GOP Chair Don Kaltschmidt said in a statement he's confident his party will continue to dominate elections and that voters are fired up and ready to elect Republicans. Beatty says he hopes Republicans can unite in their efforts to win in November, but there will still be differences.
I would actually kind of worry about a group of politicians if they all voted the same way.
Montana Democrats House Minority Leader Kim Abbott says she's confident in the group of candidates from her party who've advanced.
You know, we just have a broad array of really qualified candidates with deep roots in their communities.
Democrats want to chip away at the Republican supermajority in the state legislature this cycle. After a years-long redistricting process, that goal looks more attainable. Data compiled by the party shows Democrats have a better chance at winning in 10 new districts. The final tally will be decided in November. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Rager.